Hey friends, welcome back. I hope wherever you're at in the world, the sun is shining and spring is in full bloom. We just had a really nice family walk, enjoyed some sunshine, and I could not be happier. It was a long gray winter, but spring is here. In today's episode, we are going to talk about the root cause of not having boundaries. Have you ever wondered why some people seem to have amazing boundaries and some people really struggle with it? We're going to dive into this today. And the good news is that if you find yourself in either category, it can be worked on and improved. And in no time, you too can be a boundary boss. Enjoy the show. Hey, and welcome to Boundaries Over Burnout. Do you wish you had time to slow down and enjoy your life again? Do you find it hard to shut off your work brain, put your phone down, and be present with your kids? Hey, I'm Alicia, entrepreneur, wife, Midwestern mama, and former yes girl. I became an entrepreneur with a 3-month-old baby and a whole lot of dreams. In this podcast, you'll learn how to identify and set boundaries to help you escape the cycle of burnout so you can be the thriving woman that you're called to be. Turn off your notifications, put down the to-do list, and let's dive in. Have you ever wondered what the root cause is of not having boundaries? Today, we're going to take a deep dive into this topic. The answer may surprise you. Why do some people have healthy, firm boundaries and some don't? It goes a lot deeper than you may think. There are many reasons for the lack of boundaries in people's lives. We're going to go over a few today. Reasons people don't have any boundaries. Number one, in no particular order, they are people pleasers. And guys, I am a recovering people pleaser. I was a big yes girl, that's for sure. And it was really difficult in my life to take care of myself and my family and do the things that were important to me and things that aligned with my values, because I was always saying yes, yes to good things like really great opportunities, things that were fun, but I always said yes. I had this terrible fear of telling people no, and mainly it's because I didn't want to let them down. I didn't want someone to think that I didn't love them or like them because I said no. And I look back on it and it's really kind of silly, but hindsight's 20/20, right? A people pleaser is someone who puts others' needs ahead of their own. This is rooted in fear of being rejected, disappointing, or letting others down. They fear losing love, relationships, and other people's approval. Number two, they have low self-esteem. A person with low self-esteem is extremely critical of themselves. They downplay or ignore their positive qualities. They judge themselves to be inferior to their peers. They fear they don't measure up. In the process, they often don't speak up when a line is crossed, in fear of rocking the boat. They don't view themselves as valuable enough to have their needs met or boundaries respected. So they often make excuses and say, it's okay, when it certainly isn't. Number three, they are codependent, also called relationship addiction. People with codependency sacrifice their own needs to focus on those of a partner, family, or friend. The codependent person will do anything to hold on to a relationship to avoid the feeling of being abandoned. This, my friend, is also rooted in fear of abandonment or rejection. As I mentioned earlier, if you found yourself in any of these categories, don't be discouraged. The first step in fixing something is realizing that it's actually a problem. And once you realize it's actually a problem, there are so many things that you can do to recover from this issue. I can gratefully say that I am no longer a people pleaser, and it is so freeing. I am 38 years old. I'm going to be 39 in July, and this is a newfound freedom in my life. My family is thriving. I am thriving. And you guys can do the exact same thing. Yes, our journeys are going to look different because we're different people, but you can recover and you can set boundaries in your life and you can thrive. You can have time to do things that you love. You're going to have time to be with the people that you love most, time to rest, time to breathe. For instance, today I went out with my mom. We went to Ulta. We tinkered around. We went to Starbucks and then we went to Lowe's and we got some new plants and I got some plant care items. And today I had time to put plant shine on the leaves of my big, huge, beautiful plant in my living room. Gardening and keeping house plants alive and thriving has been something that I've wanted to do for a really long time. It's a hobby that I wanted to get into. And for the longest time, anytime I would bring a plant into the house, it was a joke that it came here to die. I was capable of taking care of the plants, but I was too busy and exhausted to actually take care of the plant. Can anybody relate with me? So I want to share with you guys a few things that I did that helped me, and maybe it'll help you too. The first step was I had to say no to anything extra that did not need to be done. So yes, going to work, you know, going grocery shopping, being with your family, cooking the meals, cleaning the house. Yes, all those things need to be done. But anything extra, I just said, no, I can't. And for the longest time, I would say, oh, I'm sorry, I can't, and this is why, and explain myself. I don't do that anymore, and that is so unnecessary. That's also a characteristic of people-pleasing. So as you guys get into your own journey and start actually saying no, let your no be no. You can say it with a smile, but you do not need to explain yourself. Nobody needs to know why you're saying no. Just say no, thank you. Politely decline and then move on because you're just going to waste unneeded energy mulling this topic over. So I started to say no, and that gave me room to rest. I started resting a lot more, getting some naps in, getting, you know, 8 to 9 hours of sleep to get my body recharged so I could actually think clearly and not just limp through the day chugging caffeine, which, yes, I still drink my caffeine, but it's more out of enjoyment now as opposed to necessity. Once I got rested and quiet, I started spending a lot more time with God. In prayer, I asked Him to show me what His will for my life is. He created you and I for a purpose, and we find true joy when we come into alignment with our God-given calling. How exciting is that? Every single person on this planet was designed for a purpose. And when we walk in that purpose, that's when we find true joy. That excitement for the day when you just get lit up because you're so excited that you get to do the thing that you're called to do. And guys, I'm doing it now, but I had to get so quiet and still for a very long season of my life. I had to get to a place where I was quiet enough to hear the voice of God and to do what He asked me to do. Then I quit planning my days off. This one is huge. It's so fun to be like, oh, I have next Wednesday off. I want to go to lunch with Susie. And then I want to go do this thing and this thing and this thing. But in reality, what you're doing is you're eliminating any free time that you actually have. So yes, it's great to go to lunch with your friends. It's great to make some plans here and there. But if every single day is pre-planned for you, you don't have time to rest. You don't have time to do what you feel like doing that day. So yes, I still have lunch with my friends. I still go and do things, but I do not make any solid plans on my day off. and I let the day happen. My best friend and I, this is something that we've been doing lately. We'll just say, you know what, let's play it by ear. I'm off on Monday. Let's just play it by ear. And there's days where we'll just text back and forth, and she might be like, I am so tired. I'm like, yes, no, don't push through. Just take a rest, you know? And then I end up doing my own thing. But it takes the pressure off, because when every minute of your day is scheduled, it becomes a to-do list, even if it's fun. And we don't want to live life with this huge to-do list. Be here by this time. Be, you know, finished by this time. Get over to this side of town. That's not a way that I wanted to live. And I honestly think that's not the way most people want to live. But we're so conditioned to have our schedules jam-packed, which is so destructive to our minds, our bodies, and our creativity. Last but certainly not least, I needed to take care of my body. I needed to fuel it. I needed to hydrate it. I needed to move my body. So I completely revamped the way I was eating. I cut sugar out of my diet about 90%. Yes, I still have a little sweet treat now and then, but instead of reaching for something really sugary, I have a protein shake with some, you know, maybe a handful of white chocolate chips or something, you know. So I made swaps in my diet of sugary things or things that just weren't very good for me for healthier options. I don't feel deprived. And now my body feels so much better. I started going to the gym because I have time for that now. How cool is that? So, you know, nothing crazy, but I'll go to the gym about 3 days a week. I'll do about a half an hour of cardio, and then I'll lift weights for about 20 minutes. And then a little carrot before my nose when I go to the gym. After I work out, I let myself go sit in the sauna for a little while. And that's been a really cool routine stack for me, because I love sitting in the sauna. It is so relaxing. It feels so good. And then I go do the workout, which sometimes I really don't want to do, I'll be honest, but I'm never sorry I did it. And then I get to reward myself. So those are some things that helped me along the way. And maybe you can implement those for yourself too. I realized that when I was really tired and worn out, you know, mentally and physically, it was hard to stick to any boundaries that I would create. It's hard to even think clearly when you're in that burnout state, right? So once you start saying no and creating space to grow, it's amazing what you can achieve. And each step will build off the next. I ask that you guys would just give yourself room to breathe, get some rest, and start your own boundary journey. So today, if you would love to do a little homework to get yourself ahead, I would love for you guys to evaluate what's on your schedule that you could put aside for now, or maybe just completely say no to, and start getting in some rest so you can be rested and clear-minded as you dig into your own boundary work. If you have any questions or you want to share any wins or testimonies, just send them over to me. Feel free to send me an email, and I would love for you to come hang out in the free Facebook community. I will link it in the show notes for you. And as always, I'm rooting for you. See you next week. Hey, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share this podcast with a friend who may be craving more work-life balance in her own life? Also, it would mean the world to me if you would give this podcast a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know that this is helping you, and it helps other mamas find the show. Thanks so much. I'll see you next time.